Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, you're speaking to him. This is Matthew Harris.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm going to set up an unemployment claim.
Okay, and what's your social security number?
420-272139.
Okay, that was 420-272139.
Yes.
And what was your name one more time?
Matthew Harris.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Yeah, date of birth is May 19th, 1971. Mother's maiden name is Brandenburg, and driver's license number is 5548589.
All right. So to file a new claim for your first name is Matthew, and your last name is Harris?
Yes.
And you said your date of birth was May 19th, 1971?
Yes.
And your gender?
Male. Male, I mean, okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I was. Yes, I was.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
And can I get your mother's maiden name one more time?
Brandenburg.
All right. And then for your driver's license, was that for the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And can I get that number one more time?
5548589.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking and savings.
All right. And which account, the checking or savings account?
Checking.
And can I get your routing number?
Yes. Give me 1 second. Let me get it pulled up. I'm sorry. Taking just 1 second, still looking for it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I apologize for.
Were you able to get it pulled out?
Yeah. Take it here, still driving and trying to get it pulled up. So.
Okay.
The routing number is 0622-06457.
All right. That was 0622-06457?
Yes.
And your account number?
4213-245.
That was 4213245?
Yes.
And what is your mailing address?
2061 Clevett Springs Road. That's C-L-E-V-E-T Springs Road, Hayden, Alabama, 35079.
Okay, that was 2061 Clevett Springs Road. That's C-L-E-V-E-T. And then Springs. And that's Hayden, 35079.
Yes. Yeah, Springs, Clevett Springs Road.
All right. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's not.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
205-777-1406.
That was 205-777-1406?
Yes.
All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? There's Expedition Rover Parts, LT Modern Nails, Park 1332, USN, or none of the above.
I'm assuming USN is U.S. Navy. Yes.
Okay. And the next question is, which of the following colleges have you attended? There's Five Towns College, Fort Belknap College, Holy Family University, Walsh College of Accountancy and Business Administration, or none of the above?
None of the above.
The next question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association team? There's Selma, Gardendale, Opelika, Florence, or none of the above?
Gardendale.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is TRA?
It stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No.
And what is the last day that you worked?
Friday, 12/8 of this year.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
25.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I? Is that what you asked me?
Yes, sir.
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title or job description?
As a pickup and delivery driver.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What's the name of your separating employer?
Yellow Freight.
Yellow Freight?
Yes.
And is that how it's listed on your pay stub?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a moment while I try and get that pulled up.
Okay.
Is there any other names that were listed on your pay stub? Or
you try Holland, USF Holland.
USF Holland?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a moment.
They merged, so I don't know which one actually be on it.
So I've got a USF Holland. What's a good phone number for your employer?
I'll have to get it. Yeah, Country Fried Steak. Yes, if you give me 1 second, I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
That's 205-841-6423.
That was 205-841-6423?
Yes.
And what was your employment start date?
okra, black eyed peas, and yeah. And I'm sorry, say that again.
Your employment start date?
I think it was like October of 2019.
Do you know around what day in October?
I want to say the 14th.
Right, so around October 14th of 2019?
Yes.
And the last day you worked, you said, was Friday?
Yes.
And what city was the work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Layoff.
Lack of work?
Yes.
Right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Should I get income tax? Yes. Yes.
All right. I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. It's 3971.
Okay. And can I change that once I do my first claim, or is that, what do I do?
Yes, sir. Once you file the first weekly certification, you'll be able to change it.
Okay.
And I need to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification.
Oh, it's 2282?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Just make my thing on Sundays, right? 4 or 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That'll do it. I appreciate it. When's, how long you have to wait? A week? Is that how it works? And then it starts after that?
It just depends on how long it takes for your claim to be processed. It can take 2 to 3 weeks, but just start calling this next Sunday, and each week that you need to claim benefits, as long as you're filing each week, then once they complete the processing, they'll issue payments for those weeks.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims on. Enjoy your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you.